Hello, everyone. Welcome to the August 1st, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. Here in this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for August 1st to August 8th and beyond? This week, there will be a three-planet conjunction in the heavens. The action starts on Tuesday, August 4th, when Mercury leaves Cancer and enters Leo. Mercury in Leo is the planet of the rational mind, communication, facts and data, in the sign of leaders and governments. Therefore, this would be considered a good indicator for cooperation amongst leaders for coming to agreement, especially since Mercury, planet of rational thinking, will be conjunct Venus, planet of compromise, and Jupiter, planet of wisdom and conciliation. On the same day that Mercury is changing signs, retrograde Venus and Jupiter will be exactly conjunct at 4 degrees Leo. When planets are exactly conjunct, they are said to be in Graha Yuda, that is, planetary war. For instance, Venus is the planet of entertainment and indulgence, and Jupiter is the law. So, there will be a fight between the pleasures of Venus and the requirements of the law, maybe manifesting through an actress or some other young female. Mercury is a fast-moving planet, and it only takes a couple of days after entering Leo before it collides with Venus, and then immediately after that with Jupiter, making for a tight three-planet conjunction on Thursday and Friday, August 6th and 7th. Mercury plus Jupiter equals big ideas and reasoning based on morality and ethics in the egocentric sign Leo. When planets are on top of each other, there is more interference between their energies. They can't manifest as clearly. This results in some instability, and distortion. Jupiter is beliefs, and Mercury is the planet of facts and the media. Venus is the planet of appearances and entertainment. Now, this is interesting. August 6th is the day that Fox News will broadcast the first Republican candidates debate, a circus that everyone will be tuning into, if only for the entertainment it could provide. It's almost certain that the Donald will turn the debate stage into another episode of the reality show his campaign has oft-times resembled. And he is Leo rising, after all. The three-way conjunction of Mercury, retrograde Venus, and Jupiter will be visible on the western horizon just after sunset, but only for a short time. Since the Sun is only 14 degrees away, the planets will disappear below the horizon barely an hour after sunset. Of the three, Venus will be by far the brightest. Last Thursday, Mars entered Cancer. The danger with this transit is that Mars is debilitated in the sign Cancer. Mars is classed as one of the natural malefic planets, in other words, capable of doing harm. A debilitated malefic is even more dangerous than usual. Therefore, it is important to be on your guard with respect to the area of your life indicated by the house afflicted by this transit. As promised last week, I will now go through the zodiac and analyze some of the potential results of having Mars transiting through Cancer for each of the rising signs. For Aries rising people, Mars is transiting in your fourth house. This is not a happy situation, since the planet of aggression and combat, in your fourth house of home and comfort, threatens domestic tranquility. Conflicts on the home front are likely. There's a distinct possibility of having a fight with your mother. Since the fourth house is also your car, and Mars is violence, you have to be careful not to do anything that will risk an accident. If you are Taurus rising, then Mars is transiting in your third house of skills and talents and self-efforts. This transit position of Mars is considered favorable, since Mars's signification of action and efforts fits well with the third house. But due to Mars being in its sign of debilitation, you have to be careful that, in fulfilling your desires, you don't arouse the enmity of others, who will likely be those people you encounter in your third house everyday activities. For Gemini rising charts, Mars is transiting in your second house, the house of personal finances, material belongings, the nuclear family, and speech. This is an unwelcome place for Mars. The planet of combat in the house of family is not a good thing. The planet of fast action in the house of personal finance promotes impulsive spending. And the planet of aggression affecting your house of speech is sure to make you more assertive in how you express yourself, with the risk of offending others. If you are a Cancer rising person, you get the Mars energy delivered straight to your ego, the first house. This position really displays the downside of Mars: combativeness, haste and impulse, fueled by Cancer's strong emotions. You have to watch out that you don't overreact to perceived challenges from others, whether real or imagined. Mars in this position makes you want to dominate the other person. Since the first house represents the body as a whole, and Mars is the planet of cuts and wounds, the worst outcome would be an accident. Leo rising people have Mars transiting in their 12th house, where it has some ominous implications. It's the planet of attack, in the house of hidden actions, which can manifest as an attack from a hidden enemy, in other words, someone working against you from behind your back. This is also the house of the subconscious, where Mars can create a lot of inner anger, which then pops out as self-defeating actions that could backfire in unexpected ways. You need to be careful of encounters with people you don't know, or travel to unfamiliar places. If your ascendant is Virgo, Mars is energizing your 11th house of goals and ambitions, profits and rewards, and friends and associates. This transit position for Mars makes you very goal-oriented and can be helpful for propelling your ambitions into action. But you still have to be careful of using too much of the Mars forcefulness, which would offend your friends and associates. For Libra rising people, Mars transits in your 10th house, where it promotes intense activity in your profession or business and in the public arena. Although this is a useful transit for initiating career projects and furthering your efforts to make an impression in the community, there is always the risk of doing something too aggressive or impulsive, which then arouses the enmity of others, especially your superiors or people in authority. Scorpio rising people have Mars transiting in the 9th house. It's the planet of action in the house of long-distance journeys, which may prompt you to take a trip. But be careful. Mars is your ruling planet, and when it is debilitated, the outcome is less likely to be successful. The planet of combat in the house of father and guru can bring conflict to those relationships. Your impulse to forcefully express your ninth house beliefs will surely elicit challenges from others. If you are Sagittarius rising, Mars transits through your eighth house, the house of support from others, especially financial arrangements with others. This is the house of chronic health problems. Mars is the planet of surgical operations. The eighth house is also big changes. Mars is the planet of action. The danger is that a debilitated Mars may propel you into secret alliances, eighth house secret activities that will ultimately bring accusations and dishonor to you. Capricorn people have Mars transiting through their seventh house, the house of one-on-one relationships, specifically marriage, but also business partners and clients. The planet of action in this part of your chart encourages activities with your spouse. However, Mars in this position also opposes your rising sign, indicating strong challenges from others, even an attack from a direct enemy. Aquarius rising charts have Mars transiting in the sixth house, putting the planet of combat in the house of struggle and difficulties. This transit is bound to cause problems. Mars in the house of health and disease signifies infections and accidents. The planet of conflict in the house of work and employment causes problems with your job and disagreements with your coworkers. But Mars also helps in overcoming the problems because it is the planet of victory. However, due to being in its sign of debilitation, a favorable outcome will be harder to achieve. If you are Pisces rising, Mars is transiting through your fifth house, where it makes you proactive for romance and creative projects. Mars wants physical expression, so any romantic interest will need physical satisfaction, or else descend into argument. This is also the planet of combat in the house of children, who will become rebellious and cause you difficulties during this transit. Speculation in the stock market is not recommended at this time. So, this Mars transit through Cancer looks like it's going to cause trouble. The only good thing to say about it is that it only lasts 6 weeks. On September 15th, Mars will leave Cancer and enter Leo, a sign it is more favorable in. Okay, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.